One time, not even one time, I just bought this brand of cold brew from Save On Foods last year. Tasted like soy sauce. Like, I'm not even kidding. Tasted like soy sauce, no salt.
What was the brand?
Stoke. That was the brand. S-T-O-K. Stoke.
They're probably going to sue us.
It's the facts. My opinion is they tasted like soy sauce. It was bad. And I told people and they're like, oh, yeah, honestly, I kind of get it. Like, once you say it, you can't really unsay it.
Welcome to episode 6?
I don't know.
6 of 2 Servings of Fruit. I'm Chase.
I'm Liam Ponzini.
We don't need your last name.
What if they don't know? What if they think it's a different Liam?
It's okay if they don't know, actually. It's probably better. How are you?
I'm great. I'm fucking dope. Just had a coffee, slammed that shit. Had a banana, slammed that shit.
You want to tell people about your wound?
Oh, yes. Wound update, everyone. It's mostly healed. I thought my stitch had already dissolved. Turns out it's still there. And I was like, what is this string? And I was like tugging on it. I was like, oh my God, This is my stitch. So that's the last part that has to heal. Otherwise, I got a sick fucking scar.
Did we talk about your wound last time?
I don't know. I have a wound.
Should we trigger warning?
No.
People got mad at us last time.
I don't care.
I'm having a great day, to be honest. Great day.
Yeah, it's sunny. The sun is shining.
But I'm wearing shorts because I've decided it's summer.
It is.
And also, it's fucking hot in here every time we record.
Oh, yeah.
So I came prepared.
I think it's just lack of ventilation. I don't want to open that window. I'm scared a rat will crawl in it somehow.
Doesn't it have a screen?
Yeah, what if they chew through?
Okay. What's our topic today?
Our topic is men. Should I do the whole episode in song?
No, actually. You should do none of it.
Like Les Miserables?
People already have to sit through your jingle for weird shit.
I should make a new one. I haven't done that yet.
So our topic is men. But first, we are going to do everyone's favorite segment. And by everyone, I just mean us.
Yep.
Weird shit of the week.
Weird shit of the week. Jingle now. I don't want to play it, so I'm just going to go. Da, 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 da.
You've ever seen this week. Yeah, welcome to Weird Shit of the Week. The week.
And now we can pretend like we played it. Wow, I love that jingle.
Okay, you want to go first this time?
Okay. My Weird Shit of the Week is from Fox News yet again. Fox always got the weird shit of the week.
Got the weird shit.
Our headline is, California duplex with mannequins in every room is listed for $650,000 to be sold as is. And the byline says, the multifamily home in South Lake Tahoe comes furnished with vintage decor and more. So basically, this house, it just has these really creepy mannequins.
Can I see?
In every room.
Oh, no.
And they come with the house. And they're dressed. These mannequins have clothes on them. It's just really awesome.
Is there no backstory to why?
I don't know. I don't think so. The guy just says, yeah, it's just listed as it says, comes as is, has mannequins in every room. So
who would buy that?
I don't know who was even selling it with that or who sets their home up like that, but there are a ton of mannequins in this house and they have green carpet. I mean, come on.
Wait, let me see again. Yeah, it's an ugly house too.
Yeah, not even a nice house. It's like, where is that? That's South Lake Tahoe? That looks like you're in, I don't know.
South Lake Tahoe.
Yeah. This unassuming property has dressed and posed mannequins all throughout
the
home.
That's haunted. They probably move at night.
I know, right? That's terrifying. I had a dream last night about a woman in an empty grocery store with like flickering lights. And I went to chase after her and she turned away from me and went down the hallway. You know who it was? It's probably one of these mannequins. Probably was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. That one...
I think it's weird.
It's weird, but it's not that weird.
So if you went to an open house, you walked in, there's mannequins all over the house.
I would buy. Just the mannequins, not the house.
Here's an offer right away.
Mm-hmm. And then this person, like, dressed them all.
Yeah, dressed them all himself. I know it's a man.
Yeah, definitely a man. Very on topic. Mm-hmm. Okay, my weird shit of the week. The headline is, COVID-19 inspires 1,200 new German words, like Geissigkondom.
Jesus.
Which means face condom.
Isn't that just a dental name?
I think it's talking about a mask.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, why call it a face condom?
Geissigkondom.
Germany's weird.
And then the byline is, annoyed at someone wearing a mask with their nose exposed, call them a maskenstrottel.
What does that mean?
Mask idiot.
Why? That's not a new word. That's just two words.
The COVID-19 pandemic has inspired a linguistic shift across the globe, introducing many phrases to the English lexicon, from social distancing to blah blah. In Germany, however, the number of new words inspired the pandemic exceeds 1,200, which is a lot.
The fact that they made a specific word and not just two words is like, does Germany just do this all the time?
Oh, they normally have 200 words enter the German language annually.
I want to look up how many English words enter annually.
Yeah, so only really 1,000 extra. Let me read you some more. Corona mutation skybiet.
How the fuck? You are such a good German teacher.
How do you say that?
Corona mutation skybiet.
Which is a mashup of the words for corona, mutation, and area.
What the hell is about for English? It says there's like 1,000 words per year. So I'm not even impressed anymore. What the fuck? That's not a letter. Yeah. Fub grub. Corona fub grub
translates to corona foot greeting.
Like, oh, you like, instead of shaking hands, you shake feet. Maskenstrottel. German is such a harsh language. German is like, mash, 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 mash.
Okay, wait.
Corona Fußgruß.
It's like Fußgruß.
Corona Fußgruß.
Corona Fußgruß.
This one's not that weird, now that I know that English adds so many.
I keep wanting, like, when you say start the word gree, I feel like it's going to be foot grease. Corona foot grease. And I'm like, what the hell is corona foot grease? Can you imagine if you had greasy feet? Like, someone comes up to you and they just say, God, you've got fucking greasy feet.
Am I barefoot? And why?
I don't know. You're at the beach and so much sand is sticking to your feet. And they're just like, God, you must have some greasy feet for all that sand to stick to.
We're getting off track. So, it's International Women's Month.
Yes. So, and we're going to talk about men.
Yeah, to honor women and how amazing they are, we're going to talk about how much men suck.
Fart sound effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know what to say about men. I mean, they're just there. They're just there.
Should we talk about some women that we, in our lives? Shout out some women
before we talk about men. What is the opposite of men? Honor.
Truth. Dignity.
I think when you talk about men, I guess the more prescient issue is masculinity.
Yeah.
How society views men is through a masculine lens.
Yeah, and that is toxic.
Yeah, we're really giving you some astute observations here.
I mean, I thought we were just going to be more vague at the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, men smell, men are creepy, men suck.
Yes. On men are creepy, I got catcalled last night. I told you about this, but yeah, I got catcalled. That was pretty cool.
Was he cute?
No, I don't think so. Also, he nearly cut me off. I was like walking home from work, crossing the street, and then he's turning right and then stops because I have the right of way. And then like is drive, like I'm past him and he turns and then like leans out his window and yells, "You're cute!" And I was like,
that sounds aggressive.
Yeah, yelled it. Wow. Yelled it like twice. He's like, you're cute. And I was like, I didn't know if he was yelling at me because he cut me off at first. And then I thought about what he said. And I was like, oh.
I would never do that.
Yeah, I cannot. I'm not a shy person. Yeah. I wouldn't say I'm even a non-confrontational person. No. But to have the desire and the just the balls to just yell out your window at a random stranger that you find them attractive in any capacity is just such a weird thing to do.
Yeah, and I would like to know the statistics on how many relationships or even sexual encounters have been born from shouting at someone that they're hot.
Well, needless to say, I slept with him.
So there's one. There's one.
I was actually worried on my way home. I was like, what if he, like, pulls around or something or does some, like, weird shit?
Literally, though, that's, like, a genuine fear and obviously more prevalent in women, but...
Yeah. You know what I would do?
What?
I don't know.
Were you looking for advice there?
No.
Oh, okay.
Cool. I was going to think of something after I said it, and then I couldn't think of
anything.
That's
a trend with you. Ouch.
Speak before you think.
But yeah, men are creepy. I mean, yes. I'll keep this story anonymous because I don't know if I'm allowed to share it.
Okay.
But my friend's sister, some guy, has been like messaging her for months and they knew each other in high school. And he's like, he lost a bunch of weight and he's like telling her that he lost the weight for her so he could be with her because he's in love with her. And he's like texting her all of this stuff. And she's like asked him to stop and he doesn't stop. Jeez. And it's just like, why do they do that?
I just don't understand the thought process.
Yeah, what's going on mentally there?
Yeah, like, I would... What? Like, just what?
Who? Yeah, when someone respectfully says, can you stop, please?
Yeah.
And then you just keep doing it?
Literally, like, I just don't understand. You're like, yeah, you know what? This is continuing to be a good idea. I'm gonna wear him down.
He's, like, in love with her. And then she, like... I was like, well, why doesn't she block him? And she's like... scared that he'll do something or like something will happen. Like, jeez. So I've never had to deal with that to that extent.
No. The most I get is random men on Grindr.
Yeah, I was gonna say most of the creepiness I've experienced with men is on Grindr.
Yeah. Like, so. There was a man, I'm a bartender, and he came to the bar that I work at. Or the area that I... Anyways, he came to where I work. And he was a nice guy and then didn't... Like, I didn't recognize him for anything. And then later that day, he messaged me on Grindr and was like, hey, you made a really... You made best martini. He said best martini, period. Just sent that message. And I was like, oh, hey! It was just really weird. And then he sent me a picture of, like, him and his husband. And he's like, we're gonna come visit.
Oh, he's married.
Yes. Didn't I tell you that?
Oh, I don't... Oh, I do... To the young guy.
Yeah.
Because he's old. I do.
Yeah,
remember.
He's,
I remember.
Like, 50. And then he's like, we're gonna come in. And I'm like, okay. I don't know what to say to that because I felt like I was in, like, customer service mode still. So I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah. See, like, even there, like, your response was...
just
probably not really what you wanted to respond with.
Like, no. I mean, I didn't want him... I don't want him to come back.
Yeah, exactly. Where do they get the gall?
Yeah, I know. That being said, if this was... I will say this. If he was, you know, 25 and much better looking, I'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be like giddy. I'd be like, yeah!
But also, did he, like, keep going? Like, was anything you said back, like...
No, I was not starting
the
conversation.
From what I saw, you were very, like...
Yeah, I was just like, cool.
Ending it.
Yeah.
Like, thanks.
Yeah.
Like, you're cute. Thanks. Period.
Literally, and then he was like, I bet you know that, or you seem like you know that already. I was like, okay.
That's clearly a conversation ender. I feel like men can never tell when the conversation is being ended.
Yes. Another thing I thought would be interesting to discuss is, weird, obviously, two gay men.
Yes.
How is, that circle squared for you? Because I think, again, when I'm talking about men, I think mostly about that culture around masculinity that is very toxic, and I don't think I partake in that. Like, I don't think of myself as a particularly masculine man in the traditional sense.
Yeah.
I also don't think of myself as, like, a feminine person either.
Yeah.
I think I'm just a weirdo, which is, you know...
its own thing.
Yeah. But I do also identify as a man.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what I think about that, but how do you feel about...
I don't consider myself masculine at all.
No.
I would say I'm, like, leaning towards the feminine side.
Well, yeah, I think if someone was
just
to say,
if you were, like, to analyze it by those standards, which I think those standards are kind of stupid anyways, but there's still a lot of, like, toxic masculinity in the gay community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With all the muscle gays.
Definitely, like, a lot of shitty guys.
and all the people who don't want to date feminine gay guys. Like, there's obviously a lot of that still in the gay community. And as we've discussed, there's also a lot of creeps. So we are not immune just because we're gay.
No.
From being creepy men. I mean, we are not creepy men.
I'm creepy in the way that I like very creepy things. Like ghosts, demons, hauntings, mannequin houses. I can keep going.
Please don't, actually. So Liam's creepy.
Yeah, you can call me creepy.
Yeah, but not in the way we're talking about.
Not sexually creepy.
Not in the catcalling.
No, horrific creepy. He's
horrific. Liam's not creepy. He's horrific.
Yeah, I'll take that. I mean, okay, what is toxic masculinity to you?
Toxic masculinity is like the idea that men can't cry, you know, or like show their emotions or their feelings or be vulnerable.
I would say, I would definitely agree with that. I think toxic masculinity, even more broadly, is just to say that certain characteristics can only be assigned to men. Mm-hmm. And those characteristics are to be at the pinnacle of society and to dominate things and to be, you know, the best and the most competitive. And like, toxic masculinity hurts everyone because, first of all, like, guys get men in general have like such bad discrepancies between how many of them have mental health issues and how many of them seek mental health help. Because of things like toxic masculinity that, like, prioritize that strength and competitiveness that, like, really just ends up hurting you in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not good for you. That's not good for you to be comparing yourself to people all the time.
Yeah.
Not healthy. 100%. And it also puts women in a position, or femininity in general, where that's also seen as subsequent to masculinity in men.
Yeah, so, like, subordinate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why can't we all just get along?
I wonder when that started, the idea that men can't cry.
I don't know.
Or, like, show their emotions. Probably. I cry all the time.
I cried the other day watching Parks and Rec.
Every movie I watch, I will cry.
Oh, yeah. I cried. I just cried everything.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm, like, tearing up watching something, and I'm like, this isn't
I don't even know why.
Yeah, I don't even know why.
Yep, sometimes you just gotta let it out.
Yeah, it's much better out than in, I always say. Like a fart and a burp.
Fart, burp, and your tears. All right, Liam, I don't want to put that in.
We're gonna keep fart sounds in this episode. It's all about men. Fart noises,
true.
Fart jokes.
Men are fucking gross.
Check this out.
I mean, at least you're evidence that even gay men can be gross.
Yes. Here we go.
Liam. Liam, that's enough.
This is called fart sounds over 1,000 farts.
Shut it off. Shut it off. I don't want to hear that. And our listeners don't want to hear that.
1 hour long.
I don't. No, stop. You can start your own podcast where that's all that happens. Okay.
I should.
You can have a new podcast and all you play are fart noises.
You know what?
I will not be a part.
I don't care what anyone says. Farts are universally funny.
How do you feel? I feel like in recent years, I mean, obviously feminism's been around for a long time, but I feel like in recent years, it's been a real push towards like this whole dismantling of the patriarchy idea.
Yeah, like third wave feminism.
Yeah. Are you on board with that?
Yeah. I think critical theories in general, like feminism and all the aspects of that, including just like how intersectionality has become such a large part of that discussion, is definitely very important. And I think has been missing for a long time. And it still honestly feels like it's been around like for our lifetime, at least for the most part. But like it has, like, society changed a lot even in just the last 10 years where like that discussion is much more prominent. And it's also still so fresh that it's like we're just only undergoing like a transitionary period now with like so much to do still.
Well, I feel like intersectional feminism is really important.
Mm-hmm.
And while I'm all for women and I hate men, like if your feminism's not intersectional, I don't think there's a place for it, really.
Yeah, for sure.
And that obviously like includes trans women.
Yeah.
And women of color is what I'm talking about specifically. But I once saw a meme, you've probably seen the meme too, and it was on Facebook, some guy legitimately was saying like, oh, this is what feminists want. And it was like that meme of the women and they like were in dominatrix outfits and like the men were like shackled in cages.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm actually kind of down. Like, do the gays get to stay out of the cages? Probably.
Yeah, we just hang out at the beach.
Who do you think designed the outfits?
I told my manager, it was like, the other day, she's like, okay, boys and girls. And I was like, no, no, no. Okay, girls, gays, and theys. And she was like, hell, oh my God, I love that. She lost it.
Yeah, no place for men anymore. But like, that meme seemed like, I think it was supposed to be like dystopian.
I know, right?
But it looked perfect to me.
I know. Especially because like things like that, when you do like say it, guys get so butthurt.
Literally.
They're like,
yeah.
Like, oh my God, relax. Yeah, there's honestly not a lot to say about men that one hasn't been already said or is worth saying.
I feel like this episode's got to be short because men have taken enough of our attention.
Yeah. That being said, I do love men. Like you said, take enough of our attention. I'm like, yeah, yeah.
I mean, there are good men out there.
No, for sure. Like I said, when I think I'm talking about men in general, especially in a negative way, I'm talking about masculinity at large.
Like, yeah.
Men societally, you know? Macroeconomics versus microeconomics. As a collective power that is...
We're not saying all men are bad. I guess we should make that clear.
Yeah, I'm still single, so...
Is this hate speech?
I don't care. We have a total of 40 people that listen to this, I think, and they're all women.
Don't report us. All women and Andrzej.
All women and Andrzej.
Shit. What's a woman in your life you'd like to talk about?
A woman in my life?
A woman in your life that you
probably admire. My wife, my baby, Abby. She's great. She laughs at fart jokes. Hey, Abby, guess what?
She just laughed.
Yeah, she probably burst out laughing right now.
I thought you were going to say your mom.
I don't want to bring my mom up in this horrible, obscene conversation. My mother is a saint. When we do a podcast about manners and class, then I will talk about my mother.
Oh, my God.
Which we will never do.
My mom is a woman I admire probably the most.
Yeah,
I think everyone loves that. That's a nice thing to talk about.
Yeah, but I just made a bunch of fart noises. Oh, yeah. Let's just talk about men and dating real quick. Just what are some of your horrible... Well, not even horrible. Just what are some of your more memorable shitty experiences?
All of my bad experiences with men would be messaging over Grindr.
I did recently... I told you about this, too. This is kind of a story I've already mentioned. But this girl I work with came up to me and was like, oh, my God, Liam... Like, this is the end of my shift. She's like, Liam, I have a guy for you. And she's, like, telling me about him. I'm like, oh, is he cute? And, like, I'm just asking questions or whatever. And then she's like, yeah. And then she's like, this is what he looks like. And then she pulls up his Instagram. And because there's a total of 4 gay people in the world, me and Chase are 2 of them. Chase's brother is the other one. And then this guy.
True.
And then this guy. Anyways, so she shows me his Instagram, and I'm like, oh, I know him. Like, we actually matched on Tinder a couple years ago, and then we were snapping. And then, don't know why, but he blocked me. Like, what? Like,
yeah.
Halfway through us in a conversation. And I was like, what?
I've definitely had that happen before. Like, on Grindr, I'll be messaging with someone, and I feel like it's going fine. Like, it's going, and then blocked. Or, like, one guy, I sent him a normal picture, because he wanted another picture. It was like, okay. And he said, you have a giant forehead, and then blocked me. What? Like, what?
Yeah, I love that.
Like, why do they do that?
I don't know. But just, like, things like that, I'm just like, wow.
Ghosting is mean.
Ghosting is mean. Have you ever ghosted anyone? I have.
Yes. We're being honest.
I was a teenager.
I was young as well.
Yeah, I was a teenager. And I was like, this guy was just so stupid. Like, so unbelievably stupid. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I could not have a conversation with him. He was so unbelievably dumb. And then he would keep texting me, and then I wouldn't answer. And then he'd be like, hey, if you don't want to talk, you can just tell me, like, that kind of text. And then I got really guilty, and then I still didn't answer.
Oh. See, I feel like when you're young, like, you almost don't have the emotional maturity to end that normally. But I feel like if I were in that situation now, I would just let them know.
Yeah.
Like, in a really nice way, just let them know. It's not that hard.
Yeah. I don't think this is going to work.
And then if that sends them off the deep end and they become a dick, then you can block them.
Yes. That's fair. But who? What was the situation where you ghosted someone?
There's a couple, but...
I definitely...
I remember that guy I went on a date with to Mongolian Grill.
Oh, yes.
I didn't, block him, but I did stop responding because he was clearly very interested and I was not. Mm. And I didn't let him know. I just stopped responding, which is not nice. But we still follow each other on Instagram.
Have you ever been ghosted?
Yeah. I was ghosted by this one guy who I went on a date with. Oops. And I thought it went well. It didn't. I was like, I think I was 18, and I thought it went fine, and then we were texting for a little bit, and he stopped replying, mm-hmm. and then he didn't reply for, a month, and then he messaged me saying he's not gay anymore.
Oh my god! You are conversion therapy!
That's so sad. I was like...
What does that mean? I'm not gay anymore?
Yeah. And then he said he was bisexual. But first he said straight, and then he said bi. And then I just knew I had to get off that ride.
Yeah, for real.
That was, I just didn't want to deal with that.
Yeah, I would have liked that, I think. Because I want a toxic relationship. I think it'd be kind of fun.
Oh, God, Liam.
It would be kind of fun. All the drama. Ah!
I was so sad. But looking back,
I know, right? When you're younger, especially, it's when guys do things to you, it's oh my god, this is the end of the world. I remember I went on, not even a date, I just met this guy for the first time after, talking with him for a bit, and mm-hmm. I was, 16, and then, this is such a really stupid story. Anyways, I'm lactose intolerant, and I did not know at the time, and I had, had a whole bowl of ice cream before I went to meet this man, and we... just, watched TV in his room, and, he was so awkward, and I was so awkward, so, neither of us were even talking, and I literally...
Does this need a trigger warning?
No, but I literally just could not stop farting, so for, 2 hours straight, I'm, trying to silently fart on his bed, and he, not get caught, and we're not talking to each other, and we're both just on our phone, and I'm just, looking around his room, and I'm just, my stomach is making noises... It was so bad. And then after that, I was like, oh my god, that did not go well. And then I still tried texting him, and then he ghosted me.
I don't support ghosting, but in that situation, well deserved.
The thing is, it's not like I was farting a lot. It was more like my stomach was just loud. Loud stomach.
You really are a man. Ugh. Why did you eat the ice cream?
I didn't know at the time. I literally didn't know I was lactose intolerant.
Oh, really?
I did not
know. How old were you?
16.
Oh, shit.
I know. A little too old to not know that. Now I know.
So funny.
That's also on my Hinge profile. Is it one of the prompts on Hinge is what's your worst first date? Didn't know I was lactose intolerant.
That's your answer. That is funny.
That's a big overshare for sure.
Because now you know.
Yeah, now people know.
There are some things if you're going on a date and some things might happen as a bottom that you can't eat.
Or just in general, just date as gay people. I did not learn any of that until
you learn the hard way. Learn the hard way.
Anyways, back to men. Men tend to ghost. Let's just say that.
Yeah, men should stop ghosting and should just literally say they're not. And the thing about that that's annoying too is men either just ghost or they're interested. Sometimes overly interested. And if the woman says they're not interested, then they become so mean.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
So mean.
Yeah.
All compliments. You're beautiful. You're gorgeous. Yeah. I'd love to take you out. Sorry, I'm not interested. You're a fucking whore.
Yeah. I've told guys on Grindr, I'm not interested. And they're well, fuck you. You're ugly anyways. It's if I'm so ugly, then why did you hit me up?
It's not personal.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just not a match.
Yeah. And that's another, I think that's just a facet of toxic masculinity is just that men
your
feel...
Your ego. Their ego.
Yeah. They also feel just entitled to certain mm-hmm. things. And then when they don't receive that, it's geez.
Yeah, because men suck. The amount of times I'm going to say men suck in this episode.
Nice and applauding.
Men suck. But men, business students are who I think of when I think of men who suck.
When I think of toxic masculinity, I definitely think capitalism.
Yeah, and business.
Yeah.
And What's the term I learned?
Androcentrism.
Which is when men's ideas are put at the forefront of, like, companies and policies and ideas and meetings and all of that stuff. And I think you could apply that to just, like, society in general. Men's ideas are often valued more for whatever fucking reason.
It's just how long it's gone on like that.
Like, who won that Golden Globe for Best Director?
It was a woman.
For Nomadland, right? And she wasn't she, like, the only second... Only, like, the second woman. Chloe Zhao was only the second woman to win Best Director. Mm-hmm. Why?
Because Hollywood doesn't produce... First of all, Hollywood in general... I could spend hours and hours
talking. We will have another episode about Hollywood.
Yeah. But Hollywood in general doesn't like to produce original movies. And they don't like to produce movies that are kind of niche or outside the realm of what will sell the most tickets. And the way that they do that is they don't provide any space really for interesting original stories from different perspectives, like from a female director, for example, or like black directors, or literally just any sort of director that's not just a white man. And, like, that is just very unfortunate in and of itself.
Do you think that's changing?
Yeah, well, Oscars, the Academy said, like, by 2022 or something, 2023, I think, that a movie would only be considered for certain categories if it hit certain diversity thresholds. Like,
good.
Need certain cast members, like, need certain
good.
Production, stuff like that.
Good.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say that, like, on a more positive note, I think that third wave feminism and all of that stuff, like, I do think we're going in the right direction, albeit slowly. Like, I do think that more and more women's voices and non-white voices and non-straight voices are being shared. Mm-hmm. Trans voices.
Yes.
All the voices that are not...
Yes, I also think
there's... In a little box.
I think there's, like, a fear or just, like, a worry from... people who are in the dominant class to be, like, concerned that, you know, like, oh, the more representation and diversity means that the less space there is for me. But I think that view of it as, like, a zero-sum game where for someone else to gain means you have to lose is, like, not the way to look at it. Like,
there
is
a pie.
Yeah. There is space for all of these things to exist all together. There's billions of people in the world. There's a million ways that all of these things can all coexist without having to take away from other people. It just means that we just have to be more inclusive.
I think that's a positive note to end on, that I think we're going in the right direction.
Yes.
In society.
Yes.
And for maybe our kids' kids, it'll be okay.
Yeah. Well, they'll have to deal with climate change, so.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So, you know, gender and everything won't even matter because they'll be...
burning alive.
Yeah, they'll be fighting for water. Good luck, kiddos. No, they'll be on the moon. I tell people this.
Or Mars.
We need to get to fucking space now.
I saw there's this billionaire. I can't remember where he's from. Mm-hmm. He wants to, like, pay to send people... to orbit the moon, but he wants it to be like normal people. He wants like artists.
Oh, really?
And he's gonna fund them to go into space.
To just hang.
Do you imagine you and me just on this spaceship?
I would live on the moon. I hope we have a moon colony.
I think Mars is more likely.
Mars takes much longer to get
to. But the moon doesn't it not have enough resources?
Well, you could build like almost like a space station, but like a base on the moon.
We're off topic. We're off topic.
Anyways.
What song? What's your song of the week?
Oh my God, song of the week. My song of the week is Wet by Cobra.
I like Cobra.
Yeah.
Have I heard this one?
What?
I think I have. What? I usually don't know what the fuck you're talking about, but I think I know this one. That's all you got, because I don't want to get sued.
Yeah, science, like, there's a part in it where if you're wearing headphones, it sounds like there's spiders in your ears.
Really?
Yeah. Oh my goodness, I didn't even tell you about this. The other day, it was early in the morning.
Okay.
Like... 8:30 a.m.
Yeah.
I was extremely tired, but I had to get ready for work. I pull open the shower curtain because I'm going to shower. Big honking spider in the bathtub.
Shit.
And the shower curtain was closed. The window was closed. I'm like, the only place this spider could have come from is the drain. Oh. So now every time I open the shower, I'm like so cautious because I'm like, there's probably fucking spiders in this goddamn drain. It was horrific. Horrible.
I love that.
It was terrible.
Can you explain the vibe of your song?
Spiders in your ears.
Spiders in your ears.
Sexy spiders in your ears. Oh. Sexy gay spiders in your
ears. Oh, that sounds still horrible.
I love it.
My song, which I've been vibing to for literally a week, it's Touch Me, parentheses, All Night Long, and it's by Kathy Dennis.
Jesus, the name Kathy?
Which sounds like such a normal person name.
How does it go? I feel like I would know it.
I sent it to you, remember? Oh, it came out in the 80s or the 90s. Don't quote me, but it's so good.
I'll read the lyrics. We're starting it over. We're making way for destiny. A time to turn over. A better life for you and
I'll me. Play a little, just like the vibe.
Oh. Yeah.
I think it sounds like what a gay club would have been like in the 80s, 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And that just is fun.
New York City.
That's just fun.
I picture just walking down the street, you know those camera angles where it's like...
Yeah, literally.
Like that.
Yeah, it's a great song. So you can find us on Instagram at twoservingspod. As per usual, we have an email at twoservingspod@gmail.com. Yeah, and leave a review wherever you are listening to your podcast. Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts. Why did I say that? I don't know why I said that. I don't even listen.
You don't listen to our show?
Not on Spotify.
What do you listen to it on?
I just listen to it before we send it.
I always give it one play when it publishes. That is so rude.
Why? I lived it.
For our analytics. We have a listener in Illinois, by the way.
No way!
Hey!
Who?
I don't know. It doesn't tell me their name. It just tells we have listeners in Texas.
Texas?
We have listeners in Texas and Illinois.
So to our American supporters, please reach out.
Shout out to you guys.
Love ya, babies. I wonder if it's like hate listeners, because remember we did get that comment on the Instagram reel.
Right. Someone thought we were disgusting to look at. To both pre-coming out and after coming out, just vomit. Okay, bye.
Bye. Oh, wait. Do we sign off with our names? Sorry. I keep forgetting to do things.
We just say bye, Liam.
Okay. Bye.
Jesus.